Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder of Mickle Knight, where health and wellness, full circle, which includes body, mind, soul, and spirit, are one. I'm an educator, speaker, author, fitness trainer, and definitely passionate about healthy living. Let me just tell you right now that at the end of the show, I'm going to give you a gift just for listening. So please make sure you listen to the end. The topic for today is diet and fitness. That's the main category. And the subject is lose weight. Who wants to or needs to lose weight? Why? What is the reason? Is it medical, physical, emotional, spiritual? Okay. What are your benefits of losing weight? Your body carries less weight around. Your heart and your joints are not suffering that much because they're in better shape. You are feeling better and healthier about yourself. Also emotionally feeling better, looking better, more self-esteem, and many more. Are you positive you want to lose weight? Are you committed to it? Yes? No? Okay, you give yourself the answer. Well, let me share with you that I do not want to lose weight because I do not want to look for it again, gain it back, and even then some. Because quite often when you go on a diet, you lose some weight and then you go look for it and it piles on in addition. Okay, I don't want that. So take it as a joke or take it as you want to. It's just a play of words that has actually a lot to do with how your body reacts. Remember, when you lose your car keys, you go frantic till you find them. Well, how does that affect your body? It produces a lot of, I just can't remember the C word. It's not cholesterol. It's a different word. I'm just getting a blank right now, but I can. You know what I'm talking about. And that's not what we want. We do not want to put stress on the body. So if we say we are releasing, then it's actually easier because the body does not accept that as a threat. So, okay, I'm sure you get that. And now, let me ask you, how do you like to release your excess weight? Is it by dieting, exercising, lifting weights, fasting? I bet you there's quite a few more ways. Okay, how many different diets do you know or have you heard of, have you tried? And let's go over them just quickly. There's a protein diet, a carb diet, an EOH diet, which means eat only half of what you used to eat. A gluten-free, a vegetarian, vegan, paleo, Atkins, Jenny Craig, Nutrisystem, Lean Cuisine, and I'm sure you could add a few more for me so the list would get longer. Anyhow, the rule of thumb is usually GIGO, you know, which is garbage in, garbage out, or calories in, calories out. So if you eat more than you burn, of course, you take on weight, you gain weight. There's just definitely, it's actually even obvious. So I would suggest that you don't focus on that. Just focus on what you do, how you feel, and what makes you happier and healthier. Even talk with your doctor about it, because you should not try something that is not good for you. What we're talking about here are personal experiences and suggestions, but I'm not a doctor, so just because I was a nurse and a fitness trainer does not mean I have the right to tell you what to do. I'm just opening your ears and eyes to definitely take yourself take a closer look at yourself and go from there. So have you ever read the labels on those ready prepared diets? There are three things that I can think about. First of all, many of them are very high in the NaCl, which is the sodium. Others are really high in fats. And the ones that are low in fats are high in sugars. And I just learned that actually sodium, fat, and sugars are addiction. They lead to addictions. So the best way to release weight is by eating less calories than you burn with foods that are really healthy for you. Refrain from canned foods. Many or most of them are very high in sodium. What are some side effects of the high sodium? It raises the blood pressure. Does it retain water in your skin, sometimes in your joints? Affects the kidneys, and all these negative effects, which really we don't want to do. So I just remember one cool thing. I had a dentist who had a really nice skin in his office, and he said, "Diet is to die with a T." And wow, I go, this is definitely not for me. I'm not doing that. I don't want to die. I'd rather change my lifestyle and start eating healthier, exercise daily up to 30 minutes. That's usually pretty good. You can go for a walk, or you can go and do some tapes at home, or you can go to a club for a class or something. It's entirely up to you. But the options are so abundant that there is no excuse not to do anything of that sort. Then, okay, we said to reduce the intake because we want to burn the excess off and not put on more. A very important clue is to chew each bite 40 times, because then the saliva, which has a lot of digestive enzymes in it, has time to pre-digest the foods that you're eating. You're eating slower, therefore you're eating less. Therefore, the digestive system is working much better. And you're going to be much happier when you realize that you're regular, that your skin is getting better. Everything looks really fabulous. Again, what I said is, let's not diet. Let's change our lifestyle. Let's make a difference and set an example, be it for our loved ones, spouse, or children. Of course, first for ourselves, so we're healthy and happier, and then we live longer and have a better life. The attitude is usually better when you're happy with yourself. And a positive attitude is the most amazing thing because it helps you with the positive endorphins. The negative attitude, of course, I have a block right now, but that's okay. Cortisol, the cortisol level goes up with stress, be it positive or negative stress. And so it is very important that we keep ourselves totally balanced. I did say eat fresh produce, hopefully homegrown. Well, you could say, well, I don't have time. I don't have space. I can't do this. I don't have a green thumb. Well, just go to my website and click on the Choose Plus Garden thing just to get an idea of how you could actually help yourself with a 2.5 by 2.5 foot space, which is really insignificant. And normally we can find that. Read on it. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact me. All right. These are the most important things. Another thing that I really like, besides all the healthy things and balancing your meals, is to say positive affirmations. For example, in my case, I, Denise Thompson, am a very powerful, slender, good-looking woman who enjoys and really is passionate about helping others. But just by putting in that I'm slender helps me release the last few excess pounds that I get to release. And it makes me so happy every time I see that the BMI is going down. So I think you could be really happy too. Give your lifestyle change a month or two and see the success. Nothing happens overnight. You did not gain your weight overnight, nor can you release it overnight. It's all a process, and we just need to go through those stages. Now, all these things that I said here are actually suggestions and points of interest that have been voiced to me. In every case, I say, don't just do it. Ask your doctor before making changes. He or she should know your medical history. Therefore, they can advise you better than what I can do, because mine is very general for people who feel like they can do things. But in many cases, it's better to either give the doctor a call or email or go in for a checkup and then ask the questions and just know exactly what you want to know, what you want to ask your doctor. So, these are the best things to do, which is exercise, eat less, eat healthier, increase where we need to increase, depending on what we focus on gaining muscle or just reducing, releasing fat. These all are different lifestyles, therefore take different nutrition. And with everything you eat, if you can see the labels, please read them. It's for your benefit. It might be annoying at the beginning. However, I can tell you an experience that I had when I was a teacher. I had a wonderful student in my class, and he always had his Chef Boyardee, a cup of Chef Boyardee, you know, the pasta and the things. And 20 minutes after lunch, he laid down in the middle of the schoolroom floor and fell asleep. Till I started looking at the sodium content, and it had 1,000 milligrams of sodium in there. So had a nice little conversation, very friendly, very positive with his mom. She started making lifestyle changes for her and her son, and both of them started doing so much better. All right. Now you know there are ways to get better and to feel better, and I really wish you all the best. And again, if you have any questions or comments, don't feel bad to contact me. Actually, I would appreciate it. So my contact information is for the website, www.miklknight.com. That's MiklKnight.com. My email address is dythomson@miklknight.com. Phone number is 562-335-4956. And I'm going to say, have a fabulous week. Get healthy now and stay empowered.